said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with on the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He spoke up and rebuked the wind and the sea. "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Indeed, for many of us, this past week was a different week, a week in other places with a different schedule. I want to hear first from a few of our Wild Faith bunch and their exposure and experiences in the Twin Cities. So come on up with Ms. Kelly to hear what that was like, what happened there.
Morning. So the Wild Faith Middle School Youth Group took 9 youth and 2 adults to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. A big thank you to Troy Smith for stepping in after Anthony rudely moved. It's okay, I forgive him. Love you, Anthony. What we do is we partner with an organization called YouthWorks. They have been developing and planning mission trips for over 25 years, and they have it down to a science. They are all over the country. And what we do is we join with other churches. We do local community service in every way you can think of. It gives these kids a chance to really tap into what talents they might have that they've never even learned of. Our group particularly served in thrift stores. We were working at a Salvation Army daycare where we handled toddlers all the way up to elementary age kids. We did landscaping for an urban housing organization. And also worked at a summer school for at-risk kids doing some tutoring and providing some companionship. Every trip is different, every group is different, every experience is different, but as this is my 7th mission trip, there's 3 things that always happen. 1, at one point we always laugh until it physically hurts. Right, Camille? 2, somebody always says, "I wish I came to youth group more often." And 3, we come back with our bodies exhausted and our hearts full. So I just want to say thank you to the kids for working so hard and doing some really gross things and helpful things and wonderful things. And I want to say thank you to this church for providing this opportunity and encouraging these kids to go on these mission trips where they can show God's love to others. And we have Julian Baldwin and Annika Holm to tell you a little bit more about their trip.
Good morning. My name is Julian Baldwin. I am hoping to share what a fun week I had on my first mission trip. I didn't have any expectations for this trip, but I was ready to find out and serve God. Miss Kelly helped me by saying, "Keep an open mind and an open heart." My group was tasked with helping at a Hospitality House summer schools program for grades K through 4. My partner Tyler from Iowa was funny. He made many jokes. "What do you call a cow with no legs?" "Ground beef." We helped out in kindergarten where I met Xavier. I helped him write his name, we played games, but the best part was where we became friends. It gave me joy to know that I made his day a lot better. You know how when you go to Hollywood and you put your hands and feet where famous actors and actresses have stood? Anytime we help someone, even just by holding the door for someone, you're putting your hands and feet where Jesus has stood. That's what we did on mission trip. We also had fun in a zoo, in a pool, at a museum, learning about the Twin Cities, and having a community barbecue. We learned as a group there is such thing as too much ice cream. This was my favorite mission trip, not because this was my only mission trip, but it was because it made me want to go on another one.
Hello, I'm Annika Holm. This was my second mission trip I've been on, and before the mission trip, I was really excited to go. And I was kind of like trying to imagine what our church would look like and what we were trying to do, but you couldn't really imagine it because every time I would try, I would just think of my first mission trip. So I was kind of like stuck on what I was imagining, and when I got there, I was really excited, and it opened up a whole nother door. Our first mission trip, we did more in a nursing home, and this time we did things with elderly kids, interaction with little kids. We went to a thrift store, we helped a lady with a yard and cleaned out a really gross garage. In the evenings, we enjoyed things as swimming, ice cream, and I played lots of Foursquare. Ice cream was kind of hard to explain and is a very long story, but it's definitely the best night. Each morning, we did devotionals before we went to work, and every night, we had church group times. We shared Yay Gods and Mad Props, which is where you kind of thank somebody for doing something nice. Each morning we went to childcare and worked with kids, and then every afternoon we had a different location, like thrift store and houses. Kelly at the thrift store was really helpful because we would always find cute things, and she would be, "Ladies, we're not here to shop." We still got a few things, but that wasn't the point. The garage was really gross. There was mold growing on the clothing, and we found baby mice. And we were, luckily, they were still alive, but we had to move them outside. I did not expect us to finish that garage in the amount of time we had, because it was a big mess. I can't even exaggerate how big it was. Our group got along really well, which was really good, and I saw God work through us to get that garage finished. I also saw God work through Kelly and Troy with dealing with us in the car. We learned how to work with each other. Thank you.
A part of what the week looked like in the Twin Cities for our Wild Faith group. We're going to have some opportunity to hear from some of our wildfire team as well, and to know that the scripture you heard this morning, the storm that came up on the sea and Jesus calming the storm, was at the center of our devotions throughout the week. We were talking about storms in our life, the storms that come, the unexpected chaos. Of course, as we connected that and thought about how Hurricane Maria had ravaged the island of Puerto Rico, and that's why we were there, to help respond to the storm. Much as Christ came and responded to the storm in the boat and calmed the wind and the waves and brought peace. And so we're going to hear from a few of our students this morning and what the week was like for them. We're going to do have a little back and forth here. So Eden, I'm going to have you come on up first. Not need that step stool. Come on up. So Eden, tell us first just a little bit about yourself, kind of how old you are, grade, and that kind of stuff.
My name's Eden. I'm 17 years old, and I'm going to be a senior.
Awesome. And have you been on any mission trips before?
I went to the New Mexico mission trip 2 years ago.
Awesome. For this one, What were you involved in? What kind of projects did you take part in?
I did landscaping for 2 days, and I switched to the painting project for the 3 days.
Awesome. think back on the week overall, what sort of strikes you? What happened for you in that week?
Well, when we first got there, the greeting that we went to a church, and it was it was a Presbyterian church, but it was very culturally different. They had like a big band, and they would play like Spanish music, and it was very friendly. And during the "Peace be with you" moment, and they would hug and kiss, and so they were very touchy. And that was it was a little weird, but they were also very, very touching because, you know, all these kids, and they're annoying, and they're from Midland, U.S., and they were hugging and kissing us like we were just members of their church as well, and that was very touching. And so it brought a good vibe for the rest of the trip, I think. When we got to the campsite, they provided us good food and a place to sleep, and that was very welcoming too. So that spoke a lot to me.
Yeah, awesome. As you think about that week overall, is there anything else that you want to share with what the experience was like for you?
Helping other people in need was a very fulfilling thing to do. Because I think a lot of the time we work, but we're not directly benefiting anybody. It's usually for our own benefit. But doing something purely for somebody else, it's a very different kind of a feeling inside.
Awesome. Eden, thank you for sharing this morning. Appreciate it. I'd like to have Erin Custy come on up and share. And as she's coming up, to let you know, one of the nights we gathered, there was a lip sync battle that went on, and Eden was the star for his team. He was the most amazing snowflake in a rendition of "Let It Go." So, just you can ask him about that later. Just find out more. I don't know if we got. Did we get any video of the lip sync battle? That's right. That's right. We're sure how that was all going to go. It was awesome. Well, Erin, good morning. And
good morning.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
I'm Erin. I'll be a junior. And this was my first mission trip that I've ever been on, so it was kind of cool to go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So Erin, we heard a little bit of the projects Eden worked on. What projects were you a part of?
For the first 2 days, I was part of the painting crew. But for the first 2 days, we kind of like scraped the walls to make it a lot more smooth so the paint would go on easier. And then for the last 3 days, we actually went to like a house in the community and helped like repaint it, build a new porch, put in like a new flooring by the bathroom and a new roof.
Yeah, awesome. And as you said, first mission trip experience. How'd it go? What did you think about it?
I loved it. Like, it was really eye-opening to be able to like help people that like really need the help. And I didn't really know what to expect, so I didn't have any like expectations or anything. I was just kind of like going day by day, going with the flow. And I thought it was like really fun, and I don't know, it was just fun, eye-opening.
was there any kind of a significant moment or experience for you that sort of wraps kind of the whole week up for you to say this is how it was so awesome?
I really enjoyed one of the days. I think it was Wednesday, like right in the middle of the week. The camp actually hosted like a barbecue for us and invited other churches, other camps around. And it was really cool to see how there was like other Puerto Ricans there. And like, I thought that the language barrier was gonna be like a real issue, but it really wasn't, because some people like spoke English, like a little bit of English, and was able to help like translate between us, so we didn't have like that big of a language barrier. And so we were able to talk to like the Puerto Ricans, and they explained to us like their experience with the hurricane, and I thought that was really cool.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
When after we completed the house, it was so cool, because we saw what it was before, and then I was able to see like what it was after, and it was so different. Like, even just with like a little paint, new plywood and everything, like, it looked so much better, and I'm so glad that, like, we were able to help just a tiny bit to make it more safe and livable and comfortable for them.
Awesome. Aaron, thanks for sharing this morning. Well, next we're going to hear from Lily Bishop, one of our graduated seniors here, her last trip. Yeah. Lily, introduce yourself.
Good morning. I am Lily Bishop. I am a senior, and this is my fourth and final mission trip.
Yeah. What were you involved in this week? What projects did you take part in?
Well, this week, my original project was the electrical project, where we had to either replace the batteries in the smoke alarms, or we had to figure out what was the problem, and it was a lot of guesswork, which isn't that fun, because you're sitting in a room trying to figure out which wire is which. Very tedious. But because my group was a small group and we didn't really need that many people, we were able to finish within 2 days. And we helped with a lot of different things. So we helped with concrete and the painting. And we also had to clear this little, all the water could go when it rained, which was really helpful because some of the water really stays, and there isn't a way for them to drive past it without their cars getting ruined or slipping and stuff.
Awesome. In the midst of this week and just thinking back on your last mission trip, what strikes you? What do you want to share with us? What do we need to know?
Well, this mission trip was way more different than all my other mission trips because we were outside of the continental U.S. The whole culture was way different. It was just so great to see how other people live their lives and how sheltered some of us actually are compared to other people in the world. It was very eye-opening, and I was so grateful to experience that. One thing that probably really stood out to me was when we had the barbecue, a lot of people had left, but some people stayed over, and we were playing this one game that we usually always play. It's like this winking game, and this one girl came up to me from Puerto Rico, and she was like, "Oh, we have this game we play if you want to play it." And me and Drace went up to her and was like, "What's the game?" And she's like, "We call it the blink game." And I was like, "Oh, what do you do?" And she was explaining it. And as she was explaining it, I was like, "Oh my gosh, we're just about to play this game." And so we let her and all of her friends come join in with us. And it was nice to see how some of the games we play, everyone else plays around the world.
Yeah, pretty cool connection. Awesome. Any last words as a senior in your last mission trip you want to share with us from your experiences overall?
Well, because it's my last mission trip, I was really upset because I got to leave this awesome group, which is always sad. But I'm so grateful that I was able to go to all four mission trips and have a blast with the people that I like to call my family.
Awesome. Lily, thank you. Senior to share, Drace Adams, as he tells us a little bit about his experiences here as well. Come on up, man. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Drace Adams, and I was a senior on this trip, so this was my last trip.
And what's next year look like for you? What are you going to be heading off to do?
I will be going to Indiana to attend Valparaiso University for my biomedical engineering and biology major. Okay. Stop recording, Mom.
That's a mouthful. This week, a lot of different projects. What were you involved in?
I was really grateful because, whoops, I kicked it. I got to head the concrete project. We were refilling in holes in the road. Well, not just filling them, we had to chip them out. So we had to bring these giant pickaxes and shovels and basically try to break the ground, which was a lot of work. And then we had to haul over this insanely heavy concrete to fix up the roads. And while it was extremely physically straining, it was really satisfying to see what we could do so fast and get done.
Yeah. You've had several mission trip experiences here. What was unique about this one for you? What struck you?
Well, first, my group knows that I've never gotten to fly in a plane before, so I was very hyped up. I was screaming in the plane the whole way up, not scared, but like, this is amazing, you know? And I went to this place that I've never seen anything like before. I've never seen like palm trees like that. The leaves are as big as like the smallest people, like Aaron. The leaves are bigger than Aaron. It's like, whoa. The animals there are different, and it was just a whole new experience. I could have never imagined it was out there. I just couldn't believe my eyes every second of it. It was insane.
Yeah. Where did you see God in the midst of the week for you? What happened for in all that?
I kind of knew you were going to ask that question, and I was kind of upset because you're asking me if there's one moment I saw God, and I just can't say that because I see God everywhere when I go there. I see it in the people that we meet. I see it in the group that we get to bring with us. I see it in this beautiful place that I just described. God follows us everywhere we go on that trip, and I can't pick one moment.
That's all right. It's awesome. Thank you. Do you have more you want to share?
Sure.
Sorry, there's more.
There's more. I mean, it's only because I only get to do this once, because I was kind of a shy, scared little guy last year, and I didn't want to come up here and talk about it, but... there's only one chance to explain to you guys that this group means the world to me, and it means the world to all of us. I can't believe that 2 years ago my mom sent me kicking and screaming on my knees to get me on this trip that I didn't want to go on, and now I can't imagine that I could ever leave these people. It's just insane how we could find this safe place to talk about everything we need to, and that there's no place like it in the world for us to come together and experience God.
Yeah. Awesome. Jace, thanks so much. Yeah, what we experienced, and this happens often when we're living in community, as a mission trip has a way of making you do, where you spend so much time together sharing meals daily, serving alongside one another, playing and laughing together, just day by day. You grow close to one another, but there's more depth to it than that. You get connected and bound to one another because God is at work in it. And that's what we saw, really, throughout the week and as the community developed. It's always Saturday morning, we gather, and there's a few clumps here and there of people who kind of know each other and others who don't, and there's this distance and this quiet between everybody, and then by the end of the week they just don't want to stop being together. And so all this next week they will put together impromptu gatherings day after day after day, bonfires and such, and it's all because there is this power in community, and the way it draws us together, the way each person gets supported and encouraged and welcomed and loved. And it's pretty awesome experience to see God in the midst of all that. And so I would commend it to any of you. We have an adult mission trip coming up down in October, and the same kind of experience happens, because when you live in community together, when you serve together, the Spirit moves and works. Wild Faith, would you say something akin to that as well in your experience of the week? Yeah. They're a quiet bunch back there. Yeah. Yes? Right? Not so much. Awesome. It was a powerful week indeed. One of the things that was most fun for me in the midst of watching all this take place and taking part in it was watching our elder, Jose, back in his home element. And he has a few other names down there. He's not really known as Jose. He's mostly known as Oche. Yeah. Yeah, Oche. He gets greeted, Oche, hey! And if you go and run an errand with him somewhere around town, it takes a little longer than you expect. Because, of course, he's running into people that he grew up with and has known forever, and he's reconnecting and such. But most of all, what he's doing is he's networking. He was networking all the time and helping us stay engaged in the community and what was taking place. his efforts and with Mike Hilty that to organize this whole trip and to put together the work that we did at Camp El Guasillo, where a lot of the projects took place, and we also worked on a home project as well, as you heard, in the community. None of that happens without Jose and Mike working ahead to get it, to make it all work, and working with friends locally in San Sebastian and Guasillo to make it all happen. And because they did, people were blessed, and it was powerful. I want to thank Mike and Jose. I want to thank all of our adult advisors. They gave a week of their time, their energy, their resources, all that they are, to be a part of this, so that God shows up and shines in another part of the world in a way that's unexpected. So let's give them a thank, shall we? Yeah. And I want to thank our students who, through a week of a lot of different conditions, living conditions and weather, everything that was different. There wasn't much grumbling or complaining. There was a spirit of joy and a desire to dig in and to do whatever was needed. And so they represented us well. You should be proud of them, as I am. They were awesome. That's a little bit of what it was like for us throughout this week. After the service, as well as we've played before, there's going to be some different pictures cycling through from both groups, so you get to see visually a little bit more what that was like. But I hope more than the pictures there, you'll take some time after worship to grab one or two of our students and just to ask them, what was it like for you? All of them, it was first time in Puerto Rico. For some, first mission trip. For others, third or fourth mission trip. But it's always different. It's always powerful. So I hope you'll connect with them and hear more about it, find out the ways that God showed up and was there in the midst of our own storms in our lives and responding to the storm there in Maria. It was an awesome week. And most of all, we want to thank you, because, of course, your support, the resources you gave, your finances, your prayers, all of that made it possible. And so from our team to you, we want to say thank you. That's just a little of what it was like. I hope, again, you'll connect and find out more from the rest of the group. But for now, let's give thanks in prayer. God, it is good. It is good to come back and to share stories of you at work in and amongst us, in the Twin Cities, in San Sebastian and Aguasio. It's good to know, Lord, across languages and cultures, you are there. Humbled that you use us in the midst of it all. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for including us, and Lord, we pray that you would continue that kind of work in and through us wherever we go, whether it be in our neighborhood, our school, our place of work, anywhere. Lord, we know you go before us, you guide us, and